Good morning. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you back this morning on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now, last week, we started a lesson on the proof of believing. The text for this is found in James chapter 1. Now, Pastor Reynolds pointed out that the Bible actually indicates that Christians will be faced with temptations, and they will be tried. He covered the idea that the Lord uses this to help us grow and to help us to learn to lean on Him even more. It helps us to believe Him even more. We still have one more message, so here is Pastor Reynolds as he continues in this message in James chapter 1.
James 1, verses 1 through 4, tells us that the proof of believing is simply to keep on believing. The Bible states in the book of James 1, verse 1 through 4, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Last Sunday morning, we preached concerning the fact of temptations and how they come. We also brought a point concerning the forms of temptations. This morning, we want to speak about the force of temptations. Notice in verse number 2, the Bible talks about the force of temptations. The Bible said in verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. The word fall means to plunge headlong without predetermination. In other words, you simply slipped. Something happened to you. It is not talking about simply getting into temptations that we see or know are there. It is one thing to be minding your own business, not looking for an opportunity to sin, and to fall into sin without noticing it at all. You see, you didn't fall into the kind of sin that you look for. You rather jump into it. Remember that nothing comes upon us except through Jesus Christ. Satan may send it, but God approves it. Satan sent the temptation upon Peter that he would deny Christ 3 times. God approved that. All of that happened to Peter, not for his hurt. Rather, the purpose of all of that is to help Peter to understand that his power is not in himself. Rather, his power is in God. Satan, you see, prepares to tempt us. Do we prepare to overcome him? Satan always attacks us at our very weakest moment using his strongest attack. We must be constantly ready, because whenever we're weak, then Satan attacks us with his strongest means possible. We need to trust God always. Never trust your own ability. Never trust your own strength. Never rely upon yourself. Always trust God, because God can bless. God will bless. God will allow you to overcome any of the assaults of Satan. That is the absolute truth of it. Notice the facing of temptations. Listen, it is not a sin to be tempted. Don't ever think that simply because you have been tempted that that is a sin. It is not a sin to be tempted. Jesus Christ was tempted. He never sinned. It is not a sin to be tempted. It is a sin to fall as a result of temptation. Temptations don't necessarily come to us because of sin. Some temptations come to us because we are sinners. Some temptations come because we are serving God now. And some temptations come because we have a great service to do very soon, like Jesus Christ. He was tempted by Satan before he ever called out his first church, before he ever began to really serve God. You see, that's when Satan sends his greatest temptations upon us. It is not ever a sin to be tempted, but it is always a sin to fall for that temptation. The Bible even says that we ought to count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations. The word divers there means many temptations. Count it all joy when you fall into many temptations. Why? Knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. God has something on his mind good for you. Notice this. We are all tempted equally. God will always help us to overcome. Notice these 3 points. It is a common temptation. It is not something that's special just for you. But the temptation that you face, somebody else has already faced, and somebody else has already fallen, but somebody else has also overcome. It is a common temptation. There's no temptation that's ever come upon us that is too strong for us to overcome. That's a wonderful point. There is no temptation that has ever come upon us that is too strong for us to overcome. There is an escape for that temptation if we will only take it. There is a temptation. There is no temptation that's too strong. And there is also a way out of that temptation. You know why? The Bible says in the book of 2 Peter 2 and verse number 9 that God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. God knows that. When you trust yourself, you're going to fall. But if you trust God, you'll never fall. That's what the scripture is emphatically stating. Christ was tempted, right? And Christ is able to help us that are tempted. That's the absolute truth of the whole matter. Christ used scripture to defeat Satan. What can we use? Not our willpower. No, if we use our willpower, we're going to fall. Christ did not use his willpower. Christ used scripture. If you don't know scripture, you need to learn scripture. You need to memorize it, because you never know when the assaults of Satan will come upon you. The only way you can ever defeat Satan is when you defeat him with the Word of God. The Word of God he will listen to. Listen, there is a fruit of temptation. There is a fruit of it, a result of it. But listen, I want to say again, it is not a sin to be tempted. But it is a sin to yield to that temptation. Notice in verse number 2, the Bible states here, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." Listen, God is ready to bless you whenever Satan gives you temptations. There it is. God is ready to bless when Satan gives you temptations. Notice in the book of Revelation 21 and verse number 4, in eternity, God wipe away all of our tears. When? Listen, in eternity, God will wipe away all of our tears. When? I'll say it again. In eternity, God will wipe away all of our tears. We are not yet in eternity. We are still in time. Therefore, we still have tears. Jesus Christ, in the book of Hebrews 12, in verse number 2 and verse number 3, did not enjoy the suffering of the cross. We don't enjoy temptations and troubles and trials when they come upon us in this world. But Christ endured. Christ had the victory. Why? Because he went through it. He saw the victory that was going to come to pass as soon as that was over. And he had the victory. The same thing is true for you and for me. We can have the victory if we simply trust Christ and believe him. He can give us the victory. It is not a great pleasure for us whenever we have temptations. But when it's all said and done, when it's all over, then is when we have eternal rewards. That is what we're looking for. Listen, the weakness of Paul's flesh forced him to trust Christ more and more as he lived. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8 through verse 10 makes this point emphatically clear. Paul did not enjoy his weakness because his weakness caused him to be even more aware that he needed someone other than himself. This is the whole fact of temptations and why they come. Because as they come upon us, we understand more and more that we need somebody to help us. We can't face this alone. We need the Lord to help us. And he will give us strength and grace. Think of the Apostle Peter. Here was a man who was very strong in himself, he thought. But God sent him three temptations. He denied the Lord three times. It was only after he denied the Lord three times that Peter looked across and he saw Jesus looking at him. And then Peter went out and wept bitterly. He was a changed man from then on because he had fallen for the temptations of Satan. He became a strong person. Listen, temptations are always bad. Whenever we fall for those, it's never good. But Peter, he used that temptation to understand his absolute weakness and how much that he needed the Lord. And God blessed him so much. Afterwards, he preached on the day of Pentecost. And he preached to Cornelius. And he had much strength, but his strength was in the Lord and not in himself. This is what we all need to understand. As we live and as we breathe God's good clear air, that we need the Lord more than anything else. May God help you today that you might learn what temptations are really all about. They're all about the weakness of our flesh and the strength of Almighty God.
You know, I do want to thank you, Pastor Reynolds, for the lesson about proof of believing. And if we take a minute and recap the points from the last couple of weeks, we'll see that there's a fact of temptation. That fact is that God's children will face temptation. There's then the forms of temptation, which we found were going to be very many and in different kinds and different ways. Then we talked about the force of temptation, and we found that, you know, sometimes we fall into temptation, which is not the same thing as jumping into temptation. There was also the idea of facing temptation, and we learned that there's a difference between being faced with a temptation and sinning. And sometimes the greatest temptation comes when we're working the hardest for the Lord. And then finally, we talked about the fruit of temptation, which is patience and growth and more trust in the Lord. You know, we pray that the message has been a blessing to you. If you'd like to come and visit with us, we'll be meeting this morning at 10 a.m. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And as I mentioned earlier this morning, the services will be starting at 10 a.m. and this afternoon services will be starting at 3:45. If you have any other questions about us or our services, you can log on to our website at independencebaptist.org. Well, our time is up for this morning, but we look forward to meeting with you again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.